Merry Christmas, and in deference to our West Coast guests, let me say good morning on the West Coast, good afternoon on the East Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studios of eloquentonline.net, and a long, long flight, but a short flight on the Millennium Falcon up to Charleston, South Carolina. He is Dr. Troy Hall, Sir Tup Talking Troy. Hey, buddy, how's it going?
I am fine, Jason, and I am politically correct today because
yes,
we had a great event this week.
You were the first credit union league and credit union to host, I believe, a presidential candidate. Is that correct?
Right. Yes. Yeah. So what it is we made history because the Lowcountry chapter of credit unions hosted on a credit union premises, which happened to be our credit union. We had a large enough space.
Right.
The first campaigning presidential hopeful in the country ever.
Absolutely.
So we had about 200 people who were on site for this, and because I'm president of the Lowcountry chapter, I had the privilege of being able to kick off the program. But, you know, as we talk about it, I just want to make sure a special shout-out to Billy Boylston from the Carolinas Credit Union League, who really worked really hard, and Meredith Siemens and their cohorts here at South Carolina Federal for all of their on-the-ground work to be able to produce the event. And it's gotten great media hype and attention through social media, got some national attention through MSNBC and some other affiliates. And so we've just been really excited about bringing the political awareness of credit unions to what's happening. That's what's more important. It has no idea. It doesn't matter who was coming to visit. It's get the credit union voice out there so that these politicians will definitely pay attention to us.
I thought it was awesome. The candidate was Carly Fiorina, and Troy and I have not endorsed any candidate, and it doesn't really matter. It's just cool. I thought it was awesome. I saw a picture of you standing right next to her. You introduced her. You were, you know, I love presidential politics. We had Dan Berger on the show a few weeks back, and he talked about being a political junkie. I kind of fall into that, especially during the election seasons every 4 years. I thought it was a great picture, a great event, and Dr. Troy, that just one of the coolest pictures I've seen on social media this year.
Awesome. Thank you. So, yeah, and we can talk more about it after we get to our
guest. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Yeah, we had a great guest today. Her name is Martina Ori. She is from Hyperfair. She's joining us from San Francisco, California, after the break. Folks, it takes a lot to impress Dr. Troy and myself, but this is something that I was really intrigued when I first saw it. In the interest of full disclosure, I am a paid consultant to GTE Financial, but they built a beautiful 3D immersive experience for their members and potential members in 3D. It is a beautifully rendered space. It is a obviously very secure place. It is functional. It is informational. We're going to talk to Martina Ori from Hyperfair. They were the co-digital architects in all of the GTE 3D stuff, and we're going to do it all right after this. On behalf of Jason and Troy, Merry Christmas, and thank you for listening. Merry Christmas indeed, and of course, even though I wrote it right down here on my 3x5 card, I forgot to say it. This is The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Brought to you by Express Data Incorporated, XDI.com. Over 62 million notices, letters, account statements, and tax forms they've sent out to credit union members in their 20 years of doing business. XDI.com. Go check them out. Our guests are going to get that beautiful, as I call it, the $20,000 chili packet, the chili mix that won the $20,000 grand prize. But our guest today joining us from San Francisco, we're going to call her Martina, but her name is Dr. Martina Ori, PhD. She's the marketing program manager for Hyperfair. Hey, Martina, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
So nice to have you. after 6 years, Troy and I are sick and tired of that Australian voice that we get as part of the radio show, but it is so nice to have somebody with a great Italian accent on this show. So tell us about you, Martina, and your career up to this point.
Sure. So first of all, thank you for having me here. So before joining HyperFair, I was doing a PhD in Italy in human capital development, and I spent some months as visiting researcher at UC Berkeley, and there I met HyperFair, which is based here in San Francisco. And initially there was a position as project manager, but then I had the opportunity to become marketing program manager, and now the company is growing, and we have many clients all over the world, and it's very exciting, and I see a lot of opportunities to grow in the company.
You know, one of the things we talk about on the show is definitely the brand. You know, it's the power of performance, and Jason has a great question that we pose for folks when they're listening. So tell us a little bit about what HyperFair does in order for the brand, you know, and how it showcases itself through some of the products and services that you provide.
Yeah, sure. So HyperFair is the only technology that provides dedicated 3D immersive environments combining three factors. It is browser-based, it is 3D immersive, and it is designed for thousands of users who can be online at the same time. And 3D immersive means that people access virtual environments with their avatars, they go around, they interact with other avatars as if they were there in person, and they access content. So the same way as if they were visiting a physical location. And I think that this means that virtual events, marketing initiatives, corporate events, launches, or educational events, training, career, everything that is aimed at engaging our community can be organized by companies to interact with customers or stakeholders. And the important part is certainly the fact that it replicates real-life dynamics, and I think it can really take the notion of brand and also online banking to the next level, because you can combine the sense of presence with the flexibility and accessibility of an online experience. And in terms of brand, I think that there are two things that are very important for the future of marketing and online interactions. The first is that marketing and marketing to millennials is different. Millennials want more. They want more openness. They want increased accessibility. They want direct interactions. And they want to have game-like brand experiences and have play an active role. And I think that virtual reality, 3D, is going to be a massive trend because of that over the next 12 or to 24 months. And the second thing is because the power of 3D advertising, and there are studies, findings that show that 3D advertising is very powerful, so much that it can outperform the 2D advertising that is commonly used today to present information online.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What's really important about that is this immersion concept, because what it does is allows the user to be able to connect in a way in which they may not be able to connect when they're looking at a two-dimensional or just involved in that aspect, because it is the whole idea of a brand, like how a person connects with a brand. It's an emotional connection. It's how they feel about it. It's not always about something factual. It's really about that emotional feel that they have with it. And I would assume that from your research as well as mine, you know that a visual impression to a person has more power than the written word, even though the word can be seen over and over again. People relate more to pictures. They relate more to the visual aspect, and it creates more meaning for them. So it definitely goes to support why, that would be the case.
Yeah, I agree with that, especially because we know that the way content or the way something is delivered influences a lot of the way this content is received and understood and perceived, and there is an emotional connection to that. And I think this plays a big role in a 3D environment, because the kind of interaction that you can have in GTA 3D and in 3D immersive environments in general is of two types. So you can interact with the people in a very real lifelike situation. So you see the others around you as avatars, and you simply can start talking to them, chatting with them, exchanging your card information, and then also you can interact with content in a different and new and engaging way.
Well, I'll tell you, Martina, you're the first guest that we've ever had on the show that I asked to be on the show in a 3D environment. If you recall, the day that GTE 3D went live, I was sitting at the Carino's at the Tampa airport walking around in the GTE 3D, and we met, and I said, I would love to talk to you about this on the radio show. So I totally agree with you. It really did replicate the networking possibilities that you can have in an in-person without losing the personal aspect of it. What I think is so interesting, especially about the GTE 3D environment, was that initially that really wasn't what you guys were doing. You were creating like virtual events for conferences and stuff like that. And when GT came to y'all and said, hey, we want a 3D branch, even though GTE calls them community financial centers, there was a little bit of reluctance. But what followed was this beautiful place. There's a Christmas tree. There's a picture of it in the episode description today. There's a Christmas tree, and there's going to be a Christmas tree lighting on December 8th. They're going to light up the Christmas tree, and you can be there and watch it in 3D. Tell us about the process when you decided, hey, we're going to build a 3D branch for this credit union in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, it's true. Initially, we were working mostly with virtual events, and then the technology has constantly developed, and we had started creating permanent environments that you can have for different uses. And when GTE Financial contacted us, actually we didn't really perceive that there was some reluctance on their end, but surely they have been super committed and really worked at full speed to make it happen, and were really always on board and very positive, and make sure that they had the virtual location ready as soon as possible. And in terms of the process, how you set this up, I think it is a quick process, because if you consider that after we started, everything was ready to go in about 3 months, which is nothing considering the time that it usually takes to create a new website, just a simple website. And whereas in the same amount of time, or even less, we created a full 3D custom virtual branch, which is something that is technologically much more complex and advanced than just the website. But it can take even less, because it very much depends on the level of customization that you want. And for GTE 3D, we are really customized that to a great extent. As you know, it is set in a virtual Tampa, and it replicates also GTE physical locations, including their desks and their furniture. So there was a big work in that respect, too.
And their colors, all their branding, all their colors, everything.
Yeah.
It replicates.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah, I think this is part of the brand concept that we were talking about before, because using the same colors, the same their logos, that really gives the look and feel that you're actually there. But you can go there at any time, 24/7, for 365 days a year.
Wow. So you really, really touched on, about this 3D process for the financial center, for the way the branch, or the way it looks, and what people are going to do once they get into the 3D environment. So I know that Jason mentioned in the beginning about your international background, and you've talked a little bit about, your background studying your PhD, I believe, from Italy. And although I've tried to explain to Jason that I speak several languages, like Midwestern, Kentucky, and Southern, it doesn't get quite the credibility that you. So tell us about, these languages that you learn, and I understand you're currently learning a new one now that you've been working on Portuguese. So So tell us a little bit about that so we can learn a little bit more about the Martina behind the doctor.
Yeah, it's true that I really love languages, and I've always had an interest in languages since a very young age. Currently, I'm in my free time, I'm learning Brazilian Portuguese. The Brazilian Portuguese idea is something that really comes from Hyperfair, in the sense that we are working with clients all over the world, really, in very many different countries, and I managed to use the different languages that I speak to practice them with as I talk to people around the world. And also, Brazil is an interesting market for us, and I thought it was a good idea to start learning that, considering that I already speak Italian and Spanish and French, which I studied previously before coming to the U.S. But yeah, this is something that I always love. It's what I like doing most in my free
time.
Well,
so Martina, how would you say Dr. Troy is so handsome in Italian?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Il dottor Troy è molto bello.
Molto bello. Hey, that's pretty good. Dr. Troy, you're handsome in Italian. That's a first.
Okay, so I just wanted to say, for my side, it sounds like Dr. Troy has multiple bellies. So I don't know, you know? That's kind of what I heard. So
true.
You see, this is why language doesn't work for me, you know?
Well, it works for these guys. Hey, Dr. Ori, I got to tell you, I told you in the pre-show and I said it on the air, it takes quite a bit to really impress me and say, hey, here's something that we haven't seen before. Here's something that is new and unique and dramatically different. And when I was sitting there in the Tampa Bay airport, traveling through this virtual environment, this 3D environment, seeing people that I had just seen. If you remember, my only complaint was that, I guess because I put in my age, y'all gave me a bunch of gray hair. My avatar has all of this gray hair, and I don't have a lot of gray hair. And I had a blazer on with elbow patches, which is something else I probably wouldn't normally wear. But I found out yesterday that I can go with a casual look. And so I changed my whole outfit. And like I said, Martina, I think it is a great first step into a new virtual world of banking where you can do training and product information and special events like the Christmas tree lighting. We're so excited to see what you guys do next and in the future. And on behalf of Dr. Troy and myself, we want to thank you so very, very much for taking some time out of your morning to join us today.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Thank you to you.
All right.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you very soon. Dr. Troy, everybody.
Yeah.
And Dr. Troy and I'll wrap it up right after this.
Man, when I'm listening to The Power of Performance, I just can't decide who's hotter, Jason or Troy.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my voice, I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. You need love.
Yeah, it is a tough question. It is December. My debit card runs out at the end of this month. I get a new debit card in January. But I was thinking about, back to the Target hack, I got a new debit card from my bank, and I went back and looked at all the little ACH payments that I wasn't having to make anymore, and they really added up. If you have not evaluated what you're spending on statements and tax letters and notices, give our buddies a call over Express Data Incorporated, XDI.com, because you may be asking the wrong questions on that RFP. Again, 62 million. We got over 100,000 listens on the show, and that's awesome, but 62 million, that's a pretty amazing number. Hey, Dr. Troy, I don't always know if it's true, but I know that today the guest that we had on the show is a lot smarter than me.
Okay, that's true for most of the time.
Well, okay, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she definitely raised the IQ level in the room.
Absolutely. Hey, let me talk to you about this. I was looking at Twitter and stuff earlier this week. Our good buddies from Crash the GAC are out riding around on a bus learning how to be grown-ups. So that's comforting. It's a start. But what I loved about the picture, what I loved about the picture with you and Carly Fiorina, you were there in your suit. And I even tweeted, I said, you know, most of us don't have to get on a bus to learn how to be grown-ups. We learn it from our parents. We learn it when we turn 18. We learn it when we accept new responsibilities as leaders of families and employees and stuff like that. I really want to talk to you about this because I thought it was so cool. Somebody asked me, I do a show for the Lutheran school here in town, and one of the young people asked me, would you interview the president? I said, of course I would. And I would be respectful, and I would be interested and curious. Presidential politics is something that I absolutely love. But what was it like? I mean, did you talk to her about other things other than the politics of the day?
Well, our time was fairly limited. And again, when you're working on a very specific message, just like you know with branding, you know, I mean, you know, her being here was that she had a very specific branding message to deliver. And so most of the time was spent to that. There's a bit of uncomfortableness in the beginning. Anytime that you meet someone, you know, that kind of represents a bigger than life experience. You know, being the president of the United States is a bigger than life experience. And so when you first meet, you know, you're trying to be polite. You're not really sure. You're not yourself because, you know, my humor or my sense of humor, she may not necessarily know or get, and I wouldn't want to be disrespectful to her, nor would I want to be disrespectful to the folks that I'm representing because, you know, when I was with her, it wasn't just Troy, the guy who kind of hangs out and has pizza and wine with his friends. This was Troy, the president of the Lowcountry Chapter of Credit Unions, representing 250,000 members. And so, and in addition to that, I'm also on my home turf, so right. I'm also representing my position as the chief operations officer. They also introduced me as Dr. Hall. I mean, so trust me, I had so much pressure. It's like the fact that I could even open my mouth to say anything was amazing in itself.
Well, for folks that
listen
to
my
the
biggest,
show,
you know
mean,
what my biggest concern My biggest concern for the day was is when I told them the day before we had this little discussion about what I was going to wear. And I said, well, I'll be Charlestonian. I'll wear my khakis, my white shirt, my blue blazer. And Meredith, who was helped me, she has this thing where she twirls her hair whenever things may not necessarily be going well. And so I saw the hair twirling and I looked at her and I go, that's not working for you, is it? She says, no. She says, I need you to be in a blue suit. I want you to have this red, white,
red
blue tie.
Red tie.
I want you to really, you know, kind of thing. And she says, no jokes. And all of a sudden, I had a panic attack. Jason, we wear brand wear here. So we're very casual.
I
haven't been in a suit in 5 years. I immediately yelled out to Toby, who runs our facilities, Toby, I need the warehouse wrap quickly because I got to get myself into a suit tomorrow.
Well, when I saw you, like I said, that's why I'm teasing our buddies that crashed the GAC. But it was just such a great picture. People that have listened to the show may think that we talk all the time, but we don't. We don't always talk. You're busy. I'm busy. We live 1,000 miles apart. And so when I saw the first email that y'all were going to be hosting, the first thing I missed was that it was actually happening on the South Carolina Federal Credit Union campus. Then I realized that. And so I thought you were just going to be in the audience. But when I saw the picture of you standing right next to Mrs. Fiorina, I was like, man, this has got to be a fun, great experience for somebody. It's not tantamount to an endorsement. We don't do a whole lot of talking about political stuff on the show because it's not a political show, but from a branding perspective, from a historical, generational perspective, in my whole life, I'm a political junkie. I've never stood that close to a presidential candidate. So it was really, really cool. And I thought to myself, wow, it's got to be fun to be Dr. Troy this week.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate you saying that. Thanks. And so, but, you know, one of the things that I take from this and will definitely be able to speak to is this. If people chose not to come to the event because they were afraid that they would be associated with an endorsement, they have totally misunderstood the entire political process.
Amen.
And what it means. First of all, part of the political process is being educated. You're expected to make life-changing decisions when you go to the polls to vote. But yet you go with the least amount of information possible. What you go with is the marketing media campaign person's idea of what the other person it doesn't look like. So, for instance, it's like when you really go, very few ads really advocate what the person does. All those ads tear down the other person. So this gave us a great opportunity to hear a candidate speak for what they stood for and what they wanted to do to make a change. And whether or not you agreed with that particular platform, you could begin to yourself to start thinking, wow, what are the things that might be the most important to us? And so when I go, so then maybe what I should be doing is I should be going to these candidates who speak at multiple places so that I can hear them not trashing the other candidate, but actually speaking for themselves and being able to say, well, let's take the knowledge of what you are going to say firsthand and let's see how that now stacks up.
Absolutely. Well, anyway, I thought it was a great, great experience in the primaries. It is that, 2016 election year, like I said, love presidential politics, the media, the branding, the ups and downs, the polls. It is the first website I check every morning when I'm eating breakfast is Real Clear Politics. I am really, really into it. I'm so glad you got to see it on your home turf, up close and very, very personal. We want to thank Dr. Martina Ori from HyperFair for joining us and talking about, folks, please listen back to the show carefully. Tons of quote keepers that we'll be sending out on Twitter throughout the day. And if you're interested, I sent you something this week, Troy. There is a webinar going on later this month about getting your financial institution on Facebook. Okay, that's like getting your financial institution on a rotary telephone. It is 2015. The world is changing very, very quickly. If you want to really find out how to use Facebook effectively, follow GTE Financial on Facebook. You'll find the information about all the 3D events right there at the top of their page. On December 8th, there's a 3D tree lighting. And oh, by the way, Troy, they're going to actually do ugly sweaters in a 3D environment plus prizes. And then on December 9th, they're going to tell everybody about the smart chip debit cards that are coming on the EMV cards in 2016. And on December 10th, it is a home 101 for the holidays. You can literally go into the 3D world and ask somebody about how to apply for a mortgage if it's your first time, if you're refinancing. Folks, just check it out. Just from an educational standpoint, very, very interesting on how they're using this new three-dimensional environment to intentionally engage their audience. His name is Dr. Troy Hall, joining us from Charleston, South Carolina. You have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you very much to you, too, and I will see you next week.
Absolutely, folks. Next week, two shows left in the year that is 2015. We'll find a great guest for next week and then our last show of the year. I am working on something very exciting. I think we're going to take you guys to the epicenter of Generation Next, a good old-fashioned Christmas morning, maybe with some Christmas music and some recitals and just a look back on what has been an amazing year. Big time thanks to our sponsor, XDI.com, Express Data Incorporated. Check them out. Check out HyperFair. Just Google HyperFair and you'll find them. If you've ever wanted to really reimagine what your brand can be and how you engage your audience, hey, come on, 3D. It doesn't get much cooler than that. My name is Jason Dias, signing off from the studios of eloquentonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. And until next we speak, we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
The end of the MFO, folks.